Good morning, Pierce family.
It's Easter morning.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Good morning. Happy Easter.
Good morning. Happy Easter.
Good morning.
Happy Easter.
Good morning. Happy Easter.
Good morning.
Happy Easter.
Good morning and happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Good morning. Happy Easter.
Good morning.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Hey there. Welcome to Easter at Pierce Church, Easter 2020. I got all dressed up. You know, when I accepted the assignment for this gig, you know, lead pastor, interim lead pastor at Pierce Church, I thought, wow, I'm going to get to do another Easter service, right? Because I just retired last summer. But who knew it was going to be like this? Well, I've been saying it a lot, but God knew. And God is with us. It is still Resurrection Day. We are still celebrating the resurrection, no matter what. And maybe more importantly than ever, this is a great time to remind ourselves that Jesus is alive. And he is with you where you are, and he is with me here. And we're going to sing, and we're going to read scripture, and we're going to pray together, and I'll have a short message from God's word. I think I'll ditch the jacket because I don't think anybody out there is wearing a jacket today. And, you know, you might even be in your PJs, but whatever. God is with us, and he is going to inspire our hearts and steady our faith, even in the midst of COVID-19. So, Lord, we thank you that you are here with us, that you are alive. You are alive here and now, and you are alive forevermore. And those of us who trust you are alive in you. We are Easter people because of the power of the resurrection of Jesus alive in us. So fill this time with your grace, your love, and your power. May every song touch our spirit, and may the word of God breathe new life into us this morning. In Jesus' name, I pray. And everybody said, amen.
It was finished on that day. Death was beaten, all darkness was slain. All his passion poured out like the rain upon the earth. Days buried, they came to mourn. The stone was rolled away, the veil was torn. For he has risen, he is the King of all the God. her death. We cry, holy, he reigns in all the earth. Hallelujah, he has conquered death and he reigns. And he
wanted to share an Easter message with you today that, well, I'm hoping and praying God will apply it to your life right now in the situation and circumstances in which we all find ourselves. And I was thinking about the 3 days involved with the Easter weekend. They seem to me to have a particular meaning for this moment. Like, for instance, Friday. You know, we call it Good Friday. What's so good about Good Friday? Well, what's good about it is that it was bad for Jesus, but good for us. He gave himself. He suffered death on the cross so that we can experience forgiveness of sins. He paid the price, you know, for us, right? The innocent died for the guilty. The righteous for the unrighteous. Wow. That's what's so good about Good Friday. But if you think about it, Friday was the day of pain. Some of us are in that day. You know, there are those days when life is hard. And whether it's COVID-19 or something else that's going on, it's not easy. It's not pleasant. There's no good pretending, right? I love that about the scripture, that it doesn't pretend that life is all easy and happy. To have faith doesn't mean you have to fake it. To have faith means we faith it, right? We trust in Jesus in the middle of the dark, in the middle of the hard times. So we see Christ about to be crucified. Matthew 27 says, and they mocked him, and they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him, and they led him away to crucify him. It's interesting to me that in the New Testament, crucifixion is never really fully explained. Most scholars say, well, in the time of the New Testament, when it was written, everybody knew what it was like, and they hated it. And anybody who'd ever witnessed one never wanted to relive it. In crucifixion, the victim was nailed through his hands and his feet to the cross in such a way that his body weight fell forward and made expanding his chest to breathe almost impossible. In fact, the only way to do it was to push down on the feet and pull down with the hands and expand your chest and take a breath. But having been beaten and hung in the noonday sun, there were only so many times you could push with your feet and pull with your hands and breathe. And after a while, there was no more pushing, no more pulling, no more breathing. Crucifixion, I mean, we have a word in our language that describes it. It's called excruciating. That word literally means out of the cross. Excruciating. And Jesus endured the pain of the cross for us on Good Friday. And he took it upon himself. And by his stripes, we're healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Oh, wow. Thank you, Jesus. And in every dark day, in every Friday of my life, when I don't know if I can keep going, I don't know, you know, you just put one foot in front of the other, right? And maybe you're in one of those days. God's word to us is that he has taken our pain. He knows how we're made. He knows we're dust. And he loves us anyway, and he gave himself for us anyway, and he is with us anyway, right here, right now. A few years back, several years ago now, Mel Gibson made a movie, you know, The Passion of the Christ. And if you followed it at all, you know that there was a controversy because perhaps he portrayed the Romans as the bad guys, you know, the people who murdered Jesus. Or maybe he was too hard on the Jews, you know, the Jewish crowd that screamed, crucify him. Maybe it was somehow anti-Semitic. Well, there's only one thing wrong with that. It wasn't murder. It was sacrifice. Nobody murdered Jesus. Jesus took the cross. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. He took it for us. He took it for me. He took it for you. Thank the Lord for Friday. On Good Friday, Jesus took the worst the world and the devil had to throw at him, and he defeated sin and death by his own death on our behalf. But then there was that next day, Saturday. That's a fascinating day. It's come to be called Holy Saturday. I'm not sure we know what else to call it, right? The day that Jesus was in the tomb. The day the disciples were in despair. If Friday was a day of pain, Saturday was a day of confusion. What did it all mean? You know, what had everything Christ said and taught and done really signified? I'm sure that the disciples, particularly Peter, were racked with regret. You know, what if I didn't betray him or deny him? What if I stood up for Jesus? I'm sure the other Christ followers were just overcome in despair and confusion and frustration over how things had turned out. I think we have a lot of Saturdays in our lives, don't we? I mean, the in-between day, right? The day when the not yet hasn't fully happened. And here we are. Maybe you're stuck at home, quarantined. Or the kids can't go to school. And what happens if your internet connection goes down, you know? Maybe the stock market is just flat and bottomed out and you had some nest egg and it's almost gone. There are those in-between waiting times when we're praying that God will show up and do the good thing and hear our prayers and rescue us, but it hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. Those are the Saturdays in which we live. Days of fear and frustration. When are we going to figure it out? You know what I mean? That we can't figure it out. That there are God's ways are higher than our ways. That his timing is very seldom our timing. I've discovered, and you probably have too, that in the Christian life, there's a lot of waiting. That Saturday was waiting. Isaiah chapter 43 put it this way. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. There it is, pointing to Jesus. Over and over, the Old Testament refers to the Messiah, the coming one. Here it is again, the Savior. This is about Jesus, and he will be with us. But in the meantime, we wait. In the meantime, we trust, even though we don't have all the answers. On the Saturdays of my life, when things aren't going the way I want them to, I trust God anyway. I put one foot in front of the other. I hold on, knowing that God holds on to me. I love the verse that says, I cling to the Lord. His right hand upholds me. It's like I'm doing the clinging, but he's doing the holding, right? Friends, I believe that today, Jesus Christ is holding us in his hand. He's got this. He's got us. The Saturday experience we're in won't last forever. Love God anyway. Trust God anyway. Serve God anyway. Sunday is coming, but for now, it's Saturday. Well, we talked about the pain of Good Friday and the confusion of Holy Saturday. But now we get the joy of Easter Sunday. He really is risen indeed. You know, I had a friend who, for his first time ever, hadn't been to church. He was a new believer in Jesus, and he came to a church that was kind of traditional. And somebody came up to him and said, "He is risen," expecting that he'd say, "He's risen indeed." But instead he said, "You got that right." That's one of my all-time favorite Easter sayings. He is risen. You got that right. That's the good news of Easter Sunday. The pain of Friday and the confusion of Saturday gives way to the joy of Easter Sunday. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die." Oh, in Jesus Christ, death does not work on his people. We become Easter people. He broke the power of sin and death when he rose from the grave on that first Easter Sunday, and he is alive forevermore, and death doesn't work on us. Yes, we die temporarily. We breathe our last in this world. But you know what? We leave the land of the dying for the land of the living when we trust in Jesus Christ. Ephesians puts it this way, I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. His power is now my power, your power. His power forgives our sins. His power changes our lives. His power brings us alive. We are alive in Christ now and forever. Sunday's here. God's resurrection power is here. On Friday, Jesus died. The disciples felt defeated. The pawns of the evil one, Herod and Pilate and the religious elite strutted. They thought they'd won. On Saturday, heaven and earth held its breath, waiting for what might come next, if anything. But now Sunday's here. Now everything that happened on Friday and Saturday all makes sense. All the pain and the suffering pays off in the resurrection. All the waiting and confusion develops into new life and new hope. Because Jesus is alive. On the third day, he rose. God does a lot of cool things on the third day. On the third day, a patriarch heads up a mountain to receive the law of God written on stone. On the third day, a harem girl who's become the queen faces down a Persian king and comes out victorious. On the third day, a runaway prophet gets dropped off at a seaside port by a regurgitating giant fish. On the third day, faith-filled priests carrying God's Ark of the Covenant set foot in the Jordan River and it opens up for them. God is the God of the third day. And on the third day, best of all, a sealed tombstone gets rolled away and a crucified carpenter who simply can't stay dead roars back to life. On the third day, God shows up and we are third day people. So this Sunday, may the power of the risen Christ be alive in you. You know, there's a whole lot of people who appreciate Jesus and who like Jesus, but it's another whole thing to believe in him, to trust in him, to live for him. And so before we're done today, I want to invite you to commit your life to Jesus Christ. He can change you from the inside out. And the good news is that he can wash away our sins and make us clean from the inside out. So you may have wondered why this is sitting here. I think every home, maybe every person watching me has some of this. Would you get some? Go find it. Somebody get it. Bring it back. Because we're going to use this as a spiritual object lesson. This happens to be a foaming hand sanitizer. How much hand sanitizer have you used in the last 2 or 3 weeks? Well, it says here that it kills 99.99% of germs. And as an added benefit, it has a fresh scent. So here's what I know. When I invite Jesus Christ to forgive my sins, the Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. But I love this part. And he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not that he will forgive us what we confess. If we confess everything we know, everything we remember, he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, if you're not there yet, why not? I mean, by now, you should have experienced enough of Friday and the pain and enough of Saturday and the wondering and the confusion to be ready for Sunday. Amen? So I'm praying for you right now that you, if you have not already done so, will honestly pray sincerely in your heart, Lord Jesus, I need you. I give you my life. I open my heart. I confess and admit my sins. And I believe that your word tells me that if I confess, you will forgive and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. So God, I thank you for those who are being cleansed by the power of your Spirit right now. And for those of us who are followers of Jesus, who are Easter people, who have been cleansed from our sins and received the new life of Christ inside, let's live like it, right? No matter what, let's not live under the circumstances. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in us. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Easter. Thank you that Sunday is not only coming, but Sunday has come. It's Sunday. It's Resurrection Day. Jesus is alive. Praise the Lord. Amen.
And why the curse of sin is broken. There's a reason why the darkness runs from light. There's a reason why we stand here now forgiven. Jesus is alive. There's a reason why we are not overtaken. There's a reason why we sing on through the night. There's a reason why our hope remains eternal. Jesus is alive. Praise the King, He is risen. Praise the King, He is alive. Death's defeated. Hallelujah, He is alive. Hallelujah, He is alive. There's a reason why our hearts can be courageous. There's a reason why the dead are made alive. There's a reason why His resurrection, Jesus is alive. Praise the King, He is risen. Praise the King, He is alive. Praise the King, death's not ignore it. All of heaven's roaring. Hell, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? The world could not ignore it. When all the saints are roaring, hell, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? The grave could not ignore it. All of heaven's roaring. Saints are roaring, and we're Praise the King, He is alive. Praise the King, death's defeated. Hallelujah, He is alive. Hallelujah, He is alive. Oh, oh. Hallelujah, He is alive. Hallelujah, He is alive.
Easter Sunday is a wonderful time to lift our voices and praise to our God as we celebrate the hope of new life and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I would invite you to join with me as we pray. Let us open our hearts to the Lord. Our Father and our God, we praise you this Easter morning that your grace, your power, and the wonder of your love surrounds us. You've raised your Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead. Thank you for opening the gates of abundant and everlasting life to us. Thank you for revealing to us and to all creation the wonderful hope and promise that was made possible because of our Lord's suffering. May the joy of resurrection shine in the midst of the despair that surrounds so many in our world today. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We celebrate you, our Savior, and our hearts overflow with your Holy Spirit, for Christ has risen. Christ has risen indeed. By your grace, Lord God, transform our lives to be Easter people. Through the Holy Spirit, inspire us to be witnesses to the presence of the risen Christ among us. Dear God, assure us of Christ's presence with us here in all of the brokenness of our world, and especially in the midst of the virus that has infected so many, many people in our world today. There is so much uncertainty, fear, and despair, but may the hope of the resurrection shine the promise of new life into all of our lives as we put our hope and our trust in Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for protection, especially for doctors, for nurses, and for all others who are putting themselves at risk to bring healing and comfort to those who have been infected by this virus. Dear God, so overwhelm us. So take us back to Easter morning so we might see Jesus and his hope for us, so that we might see Jesus and his vision for your creation in full bloom, where the kingdom of God comes to this earth and we find hope and peace and healing. Heavenly Father, may the presence of our resurrected Lord cause us to engage in the work of your kingdom, a kingdom where the hungry are fed, where the sick are healed, and where the sins are forgiven, and where those who mourn are comforted, and where those who thirst after righteousness will be satisfied. Gracious God, this is the cry of our hearts. This is our prayer this day on this resurrection morning. And we ask all of this in faith and confidence through the risen Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. I would invite you this morning, on this Easter morning, to hear from Mark's Gospel the story once again, Jesus has risen. When the Sabbath day was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so they might go and anoint Jesus' body. And very early on the first day of the week, just at sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. And as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man
dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see him, just as he told you." This is the word of the Lord.
One of the realities of COVID-19 time that we're in is that churches everywhere are challenged financially, including ours. This is unusual, unconventional. We're not passing the offering plate, obviously. So, in order for the church to be funded and ministry to be accomplished, because it takes funding to accomplish ministry, we need to find different ways to give. That includes my wife Nancy and myself. You know, we can give through text, and we have a number that we'll be putting up here that you can text give right away, right now. You can maybe take a minute right now, if you would, if God leads, and get your checkbook out and write that check. And you can, as soon as you can, set up electronic giving through your bank, through your local bank, talk to them. And, I found out if there's a will, there's probably half a dozen good ways. And so my prayer is that you'll have it in your heart to help support the ministry of Pierce Church. This church is amazingly generous. But now it's challenged to practically show our generosity. So if you'd help us, we're going to pray that God will provide for you as you provide for the work here. God bless you as you give.